哈尔滨市2012年初中升学考试。一，听句子，选出与所听句子内容相匹配的图画。
1. Chinese people usually shake hands when they meet each other. Chinese people usually shake hands when they meet each other.
2. I take an apple to school every day. It's good for my health. I take an apple to school every day. It's good for my health.
3. The girl was playing volleyball in the gym from 8 to 9 yesterday morning. The girl was playing volleyball in the gym from 8 to 9 yesterday morning.
4. I will visit Tiananmen Square with my parents during the winter holiday. I will visit Tiananmen Square with my parents during the winter holiday.
5. Betty and John often practice reading at school on Friday afternoon. Betty and John often practice reading at school on Friday afternoon.
二，听对话，根据问题选出正确答案。
6. The radio says that it will rain tomorrow.
That's terrible. You know, we plan to go for a picnic.
Oh, I forgot that. But we can do it the day after tomorrow.
I think you are right.
Question, what do they plan to do tomorrow? The radio says that it will rain tomorrow.
That's terrible. You know, we plan to go for a picnic.
Oh, I forgot that. But we can do it the day after tomorrow.
I think you are right.
Question, what do they plan to do tomorrow? 7. Susan, what food will you try?
I'll try the dumplings. They are always delicious.
That's a good idea. How about sharing them?
Okay.
Question, what will they share? Susan, what food will you try?
I'll try the dumplings. They are always delicious.
That's a good idea. How about sharing them?
Okay.
Question, what will they share?
Eight. Can I help you, sir?
I want to buy a pair of shoes.
What color would you like, black or white?
Black, please.
Question. What color would the man like? Can I help you, sir?
I want to buy a pair of shoes.
What color would you like, black or white?
Black, please.
Question. What color would the man like? Nine. Hello, this is Kate. May I speak to Amy?
Sorry, she isn't in. Can I take a message?
No, thanks. I'll call her later.
Question. What are they doing?
Hello, this is Kate. May I speak to Amy?
Sorry, she isn't in. Can I take a message?
No, thanks. I'll call her later.
Question. What are they doing? 10. Mom, I don't want to go to school today.
What's the trouble with you, dear?
I feel very bad, and I have a high temperature.
Don't worry. Let me take you to see the doctor.
Question. What's wrong with the boy? Mom, I don't want to go to school today.
What's the trouble with you, dear?
I feel very bad, and I have a high temperature.
Don't worry. Let me take you to see the doctor.
Question. What's wrong with the boy?
When will our school sports meeting be held?
It will be held next Friday.
How many events are there?
There are 8 events in this school sports meeting.
Will you join in it?
Certainly I will. You know, I run the fastest in my class.
Really? What sports will you be in?
I'll take part in the 800-meter race.
Oh, that's good. Good luck.
It's very kind of you to say so.
When will our school sports meeting be held?
It will be held next Friday.
How many events are there?
There are 8 events in this school sports meeting.
Will you join in it?
Certainly I will. You know, I run the fastest in my class.
Really? What sports will you be in?
I'll take part in the 800-meter race.
Oh, that's good. Good luck.
It's very kind of you to say so.
Some people think we buy too many gifts before Christmas, so they have started a special day with the name of Buy Nothing Day. They don't want anyone to go shopping on that day. Buy Nothing Day is after Thanksgiving, and it is often the first day of Christmas shopping. At that time, we see ads in newspapers and on TV telling us to buy, buy, buy. The idea for Buy Nothing Day started in Canada. Now people all over the world celebrate Buy Nothing Day. In California, parents and children get together to read stories, sing songs, and draw pictures. The children talk about why they don't get a lot of toys. In New Mexico, high school students made posters to give people information about Buy Nothing Day. Most people liked the new idea. They decided not to buy anything on that day every year. Some people think we buy too many gifts before Christmas, so they have started a special day with the name of Buy Nothing Day. They don't want anyone to go shopping on that day. Buy Nothing Day is after Thanksgiving, and it is often the first day of Christmas shopping. At that time, we see ads in newspapers and on TV telling us to buy, buy, buy. The idea for Buy Nothing Day started in Canada. Now people all over the world celebrate Buy Nothing Day. In California, parents and children get together to read stories, sing songs, and draw pictures. The children talk about why they don't get a lot of toys. In New Mexico, high school students made posters to give people information about Buy Nothing Day. Most people liked the new idea. They decided not to buy anything on that day every year.